Remarks of the President to a group of Latin American campesino leaders from the Rose Garden of the White House, October 8, 1963.
Mr. Patton, do all of you understand English?
Huh?
You need a try?
You have a try?
All right, do you want to come up here with me? I just want to express a very warm welcome to all of you here at the White House, an even warmer welcome to the United States. I compliment the Farmers Union for the work they've done in attempting to explain how our agricultural life is organized and attempting to work with you in determining those things about our experience which can be useful to you. It seems to me the important principle, which I'm sure you've learned, which this country has learned, which other countries I think are beginning to learn, is that agriculture cannot be controlled successfully or dominated by the national government. It requires a very dedicated work by the individual on the farm, and it requires extensive cooperative and community work. Whatever you can find of our experience in the organization of young people, 4-H clubs, Future Farmers of America, the very intimate relationship between our farms and our universities, the organizations that we've set up to transmit knowledge quickly among the farmers so that they can be the most advanced, we hope, in the world. I hope some of these experiences will be useful to you. Solution of the problem of agriculture in this hemisphere I would regard as key. There's no reason why, with all of the tremendous advances in information and knowledge, there's no reason really why any of our people should be hungry or that they should live in an inadequate diet. I can't think of a group with your experience and the motivation which you brought here that can go back and serve your people and your countries with more distinction and more credit and more advantage. So we have the greatest hopes for your work as fellow citizens of this hemisphere.